Marianne Martindale is with the Alliance for a Better Utah. She says it's a challenge in any state where one political party has dominated the action for so long that no one is convinced their vote is needed to clinch a win or change it. But she tells people a vote still plays an important role, even if their candidate isn't the one who prevails.
You're still sending a message to the one who does that, you know, there's X number of people in your district that aren't happy with what it is you're doing or what your platform is. And if you want to continue to represent them, it would probably be a good idea to start broadening that view and understanding what it is your constituents are after.
Utah's ethnic population now represents about 1 in 5 residents, and the state's Multicultural Affairs Office wants to be sure those voices are heard on Election Day. Its office in Salt Lake City will open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesday for drop-in registration. Director Claudia Nakano says they'll ask to see identification and confirm the basic requirements are met.
Individuals must be at least 18 years old on or before November 6th, 2012. They must be a citizen of the United States and must be a resident of Utah for at least 30 days before November 6th of this year.
The Voter Registration Day event is for any new Utah voter or for those who need to update their registration information. To find out how you can register online, go to our website at upr.org. I'm Carrie Bringhurst.